Hello, and welcome to season 4 of the Soul Star Channel. It's Tiffany here, your sparkly soul sister, and this podcast is all about giving you practical and magical tools to manifest and live your best frickin' life. It's time to gain more energy, more confidence, and have strategies to flow through life's ups and downs, because we all know that it's not all rainbows and unicorns. Let's unlock your own power to show up with unwavering authenticity, radiant magnetism, and a little bit of magic. Thank you for pushing play. Let's go. Hello, and welcome back to the Soul Star Channel. It's Tiffany here, and today I'm going to talk about how I used my beautiful manifesting magical powers to manifest the place that I'm living in right now. I'm super, super grateful for this place that I have manifested. Like every single day I wake up and I'm like, thank you so much, universe. Okay, rewind a little bit. If you don't know already, I have gone through a breakup and in the last couple months, and I used to live with my partner. He owned the house and I lived with him. So obviously a part of us breaking up was me finding a new place. Oh, let's take a deep breath though. The rental market on the Gold Coast, and I'm assuming the rest of the world, like wherever you are listening to this from, is mental. Oh, it allowed me to get all these stories in my head, like you won't be able to find a place, you'll have to flat share, you'll have to pay like $800 a week, you'll have to live in freaking Coomera, and if you don't know what that is, it's like in the suburbs. And I was like, I want to live near the beach. And all these stories came in my head. And to be honest, it really affected my decision to break up with my partner or not, because let me tell you, the house that we both lived in together in Labrador, I freaking loved it. Like I'm getting a little bit teary eyed right now. Like the location was 8 minutes to work for me. The house was freaking beautiful, and he was renovating it as we lived in it. So I really got to see the kitchen come together and the flooring and the painting and the deck and all of these things. And, he's definitely really freaking good at those things. And so it was it's almost we created this house that we lived in. I obviously had our little puppy in that house, Rosie. Also, the location itself, a 5 minute walk to the water, to the Broadwater, 8 minute drive for me to work. It was so freaking good. I still really miss that place. Also, the neighbors on either side, all the neighbors on the street, but on either side, had really become really freaking good friends. Like, not just them, but the whole families. It was such a beautiful freaking experience. So when I thought about moving out, it gave me such anxiety. And then the anxiety of finding a freaking place to live on the Gold Coast, it was insane. And I was just, I just kind of said to myself, I was like, yeah, but you have to do it. I'm actually going to do a whole other podcast episode on how to make big decisions. And I was like, Tiffany, you can do this. If there's anyone in the world that can do this, you can do it. And it was such a freaking journey at the beginning of me trying to find a place. To be honest, it didn't work out because I was strangling the heck out of that manifestation. I was strangling the heck out of I need this place. I need this place. I need this place. And it was coming more from fear rather than finding an environment for me to live in. And again, all those stories came up, all these limiting beliefs, I'm going to have to go into my savings heaps. I'm going to have to live an hour away from work. All of these things came in. And at the time that I decided to move out, at the beginning of January, it was kind of good because I was on school holidays. So that was kind of I could go and see places and it wasn't such a big ordeal. But I was dealing with freaking making a huge decision. I was dealing with not having this beautiful support network around me, from the neighbors and just, there's still so much stuff that I miss about that place, but I was I have to find a place. And holy moly, when I first started, I was oh my, I'm just going to have to go into a flat share, which I'm almost turning 40. I do not want to live with other people. I have done it in the past. it has been fine. At some point I really have become friends with them. Like, it's really great. But I was like, I really, really want a place for myself to like go through this and to grieve and to work on my business and walk around in my underwear and leave dishes out if I need to, like all of that stuff. But I was kind of open to everything. And I was just like, you know what? Let's just find a place. So I just was looking everywhere on Facebook Marketplace, like all the flat share places, obviously on realestate.com. And I got very, very overwhelmed. And I was like, oh my God, am I making a bad decision? Anyway, I tried to unstrangle a little bit, like the less of like the fear and less of the need of it. And to be honest, the first place I went to was, it was in Surfer's Paradise, which I do really love being near water. And it was, you know, very affordable and the pictures looked okay. And I went in and I honestly thought that I might have gotten murdered in this apartment building that I went to the point where I went, took the lift up, but then I took the stairs down because I was like, there's no way I'm getting stuck in this lift because I may never come out of this place. Like, it was super dodgy and it made me really sad because I was like, that is like my price range. And that's what I'm getting for it. Like, it was really sad. Anyway, I digress. I kept moving forward. And then I looked at another place. Like, I upped my price a little bit and kind of changed locations. And then I went and I'm shitting you not. At this like open or inspection thing, there was like at least 75 people for this one bedroom apartment, like in Labrador. And I was like, oh my God, I remember going up in the lift with like 20 other people. And there was like lifts, like lift one would go up and then they'd come down and then lift two. Like, it was just insanity. And that's when I got really freaking overwhelmed. And I was like, this is just not working. I actually remember messaging my friend and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I really need to like step it up a bit. I also want to reiterate, kind of backtrack just a little bit. Like, I have a bed. I don't have any of my own furniture, like a fridge, a dishwasher, like an oven or anything like that, because I was like just using, obviously just using my partner's. So I kind of wanted, yeah. And I honestly thought as well, backtrack even more, I kind of just wanted a place for 3 months because when I moved out, it was just a trial for me and my partner to go through to see if me moving out for a little while would work best. And if it would like give us some space, it would give us some clarity. Also, his mom had moved in with us, which caused a lot of like, you know, just like not having our own personal space. Like, I could do probably another hour podcast about that. But like, there was a lot going on. So I honestly thought in my mind, 3 months, I just want a place for 3 months. But any real estate place, they're like, what? I'm not going to give you that for 3 months. And I also wanted a place that was like fully furnished. And like, none of this stuff was coming up on real estate. And if it was, it was like really expensive. So after this place, this crazy dodgy place a couple days before, and then this place with the 75 people. And I was like, I'm not even going to apply for this because it wasn't furnished and I'd have to buy all new furniture and all that. And it was like at the top end of my price range. I honestly remember crying at that time. And I felt this was like a really low moment. And I was like, you know what? Stop, Tiffany, stop right now. What you need to do is you need to make a list of every single thing that you want in that apartment. And I did. I think I wrote it on my notes app. Like, I didn't even handwrite it. I said I wanted it to start with like a $4 for the rent per week. If you're not in Australia, you pay weekly rent. I wanted to start with a $4. I wanted to be furnished. I wanted to live by myself. I wanted, like everything there, like dishes, like every single thing. I wanted to kind of be like an Airbnb. And I kind of wrote that at the bottom, and I'll come back to that in a second. I wanted it to be in Broad Beach. I wanted, or near the beach. Oh, I can't remember all the other things, but it was like a whole bunch of things I've written down. Like, a nice bathroom was key for me, like somewhere light and bright as well was something important to me. So I wrote down like everything. And of course, as I was writing this down, all these limiting beliefs came up, but I was like, stop. Thinking about those limiting beliefs, like, I'm never going to be able to do this. You're crazy. Like, that they're not serving me right now. Ooh, I'm getting a little bit teary again. They're not serving me. So I'm just going to like just, I didn't turn them off. I just kind of sent them out of my mind. I was like, you are not helping me right now. I see that you're trying to help me by like putting pressure on me to find a place, but that kind of pressure is not what I need right now. Anyway, I shit you not, when I saw the place for 75 people in it, that was a Wednesday. I went and then I wrote my list that afternoon, and on Friday morning, I shit you not, I went and inspected a place in Broad Beach, and it had ticked every single thing on my list. Like, I'm shitting you not. Okay, maybe I didn't write absolute beachfront, which is like obviously almost impossible for like starting with the four, right? But it's like, it has a pool. Oh, that was the other thing. I wanted a pool. Like I just wrote down everything. It has every single thing. And what it is, and I'm living by myself, and I call it the pool house. It's an Airbnb, kind of like a granny flat at the back of this old, like retired people's house, and it is completely detached. It is basically an Airbnb. They've Airbnb'd it out, but they're just getting a little bit sick and tired of like cleaning the place all the time. I call it my pool house, like Ryan Atwood from the OC, because it's like goes directly onto the pool. It's fully furnished. It has like the nicest freaking bathroom. It doesn't have much of a kitchen, which doesn't matter because if you know me, I'm a basic bitch and I don't really cook at all anyway. Just like shove things in the air fryer. Like, it is nice and breezy. It's a 15-minute drive to work, a 10-minute walk to the beach, like all of these things. And I remember going to it and I was like, oh my God, am I even going to say yes to this place? And the other thing, like, there wasn't 75 people there because it was kind of through Facebook Marketplace. Yeah, it was just so much easier. And yeah. Oh, it just honestly fell into my lap. Like, once I stopped strangling my manifestations and trying to control everything, and I eased into that, made a list, and got these crazy thoughts out of my head, these limiting beliefs, it honestly just freaking appeared. And I said yes, I think at 3 o'clock that afternoon, and then I moved in a couple weeks later. Like, again, every single freaking morning, I am so grateful for this place because it allowed me to like heal and also like empowers me. Like, I fucking did this. I fucking got this place. And it was also for 3 months as well. But since then, I've extended it, you know, because obviously we're not going to get back together. The kind of tactic of giving each other space didn't work. So like, I'm just going to keep extending it. And I feel so much at home here. Like, even though it's like not like my furniture or anything, it's just like, it's just honestly so perfect. And I thank myself and the universe every freaking day for me be able to do this, because I think that life is easy. And when you're on the right track and when you're in alignment and when you are making the right decisions, the universe will support you and make it feel easy. And then when life is like really hard, like, I mean, like everything is like a roadblock, everything is a block, everything is a thing. I think that that might mean that we're out of alignment. So I just kind of aligned myself up, what I wanted to feel. And then the universe delivered, because she's like, yep, you are definitely on the right track. I'm going to reward you for like making this huge fucking decision. And yeah, it was honestly so perfect. And yeah, I've been here for the last couple months and it has just been so... so good. But it could have been a lot crazier. So I suggest, like, there's probably other people in this rental crisis trying to find a rental, and maybe it won't work as easily. But I'll tell you one thing, all these self-limiting thoughts are not serving you. So it's like, you either quiet them, work on them, get someone to help you to work on them, and get rid, like, let them go. Making a list always works. And also just coming, instead of that control and that like, I need this, and that strangling, it's just like, oh, just take a breath, because that's so much more better vibration than like, I need this in my life. It's like, I'm open to things in my life. Anyway, I'm going to stop rambling. I freaking feel so powerful and amazing. And it just goes to show that like my method of like manifesting truly freaking works. And all my friends and colleagues are like, how did you do that? Like, it's just because you just have to shift a couple of things that like patterns that no longer serve you and just kind of go with it. But anyway, this is my episode. And if you like this, please like, subscribe, leave a review. It only takes a couple seconds. And I hope you have a beautiful, sparkly day.